Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through 20. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through 20. Shall we read together? Mm-hmm. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to age." Hallelujah. And another one, that is Acts 1:8. "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Yes, these two verses are very precious to me. Surely not only to me, but to all of you. And for this sermon, I made one title, sermon theme. We will go back to the theme of my sermon. Shall we also read the title? "O Lord, let us become the great student of the great Epimetheus." I like that one very much. "O Lord, let us become the great student of the great Epimetheus." When I thought of the term great, first time it was not comfortable to me because it talks about great. All Christians would be challenged to be the least one rather than the greatest one. But when we see Matthew chapter 18, verse 1 through 4, here we could find the similar concept of great. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he asked, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." I just talk about who is the great, but Jesus here teaches us who shall be the greatest. Not simply great, more than great, there's greater, and finally, greatest. So you and I need to keep our attention who shall be the great student, great children of God, great citizen. Who shall be the great one? What I am telling you now is not something new. It is all you have learned already. But still, one of my main concerns is that, "O Lord, please let our student be the great student of the great Epimetheus." So my keyword is G-R-E-A-T, great, great, and great. In order for me to answer to this question, I must think of another concept. What is the most valuable life? What is the most valuable life in this world? When I was young boy, our school teachers in elementary school, our Sunday school teachers, even my parents who were not educated in that school. But commonly I think they were very busy to teach me what the most valuable life is. But when I compare what I learned when I was young and the children's life in Korea, comparatively, our current children, young children, have less opportunity to learn what the most valuable life is. Rather, they have been busy to compare their own lives with others in terms of school grade, address of the most popular school, what kind of jobs which gives a salary, what kind of ladies and gentlemen would be together. So, whenever I think of this current social phenomenon, my heart is not happy. I come to think that the future of my country might not run. I think I have several kinds of degrees, diploma of Korean Nazarene Bible School, up to PhD from the university, Bible school, university, graduate school, seminary, everything. It has been 40 years to finish my final degree. But still, I am thinking, what could the most valuable life be? When I think of you, what would be the most valuable ministry be? When I think of you, what kind of curriculums must be most valuable to my students, our students here at APEC? So I pray to our God the Lord, let me be the great child of you, sovereign. Let our students become the great student and great servant for your king. I think the philosophers of all the Greek period, they try to find the most valuable life by seeking after the fundamental components or fundamental qualities which formulate the universe. Fire, air, earth, what would be the most fundamental factor of this universe? We know that Socrates, he thought that the most valuable life is to know oneself, not the universe, not our own world, but inward, for myself. And then his two disciples, Plato and Aristotle, have a different concept. The valuable life is not in this world, but in the world of hidden ideas, often explained by his disciples, Aristotle. No, no. The most valuable life is not in the world of the idea, but in this world, in the form itself. And about the 1 century later, St. Augustine once pursued the most valuable life in the secular population, reputation, and riches. But he was converted, and then he finally confessed that there is no value of life, there is no peace until we were impressed by the author. And when we reflect the modern period, 18th or 19th, and for the 10th century, there are totally different types of leaders who sought after their value of life. For example, Feuerbach told us that what is religion, what is Christianity, is nothing less than just a fantastic imagination. Now reality. So to make them be free from Christianity or religion, it is the most valuable. And we know also how much. Because to fight against the capitalism is the most valuable, according to Martin Luther King Wilson in 1952. Post Korean War, in order to liberate the capitalist system started by challenging his people, his enemies, to participate in his liberation. Then, I would like to ask you once again, what would be the most valuable life? Three, why do you start? Why do you come here? If I ask what is the most important thing in your life, probably if you were Martin Luther, you would say, Jonah Peter is the first step to get in the most valuable life. If you were John Calvin, you would say, glorify God, giving glory to God is the most valuable life. If you were John Wesley, you would say, sanctification. Yes, loving God and loving neighbor. It is the most valuable life. My question keeps going on. Yes, giving God glory. Yes, to give glory to God. Yes, loving others. All of these are very valuable. Now, to all people. At this very moment, I would like to quote Genesis 1:28. Genesis 1:28. Would you please read it with me? God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule all the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and all every living creature that moves on the ground. I think it's the first commandment from God to human beings. I think it's the first blessings of God upon human beings. We are commanded to be fruitful, to multiply, to subdue all things in this world. How about next to Genesis chapter 3, verse 22. And the Lord has said, the man has not become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. Live forever. We know that God has planned to give himself, to give his only life, eternal life, to all human beings through Adam and Eve. But Satan, who is the smartest in this world, interrupted Adam and Eve not to take, choose the tree of life of God, eternal life. He allowed God to make us by thirst. He was silent by God gave the breath of life to Adam and Eve, but he was not miracle that immediately he came to Adam and Eve not to choose as eternal life. But we know that God did not give up his plan to give himself, to give his eternal life to his human creation. Not simply give his eternal life, but he would like us to dispense his eternal life to all the people of all nations. I would like to also read with you John chapter 6, verse 35. 35. Okay. John, would you be? Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. If I read this one continually, John chapter 6, verse 35, 37, I will read for you. Although the Father gave me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. We know that Jesus came to this world in the full glory of God, and then we know God's eternal will is to give himself his eternal life through the suffering, crucifixion, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. As I told you, it's not something new to you. You know all of these scriptures very well. But at this very moment, I will ask you, how much time, how much effort then we dedicate for this life, this world? So Jesus came to say, commend us, that's chapter 28 of the last verses of Matthew. We call these verses as great commandment. Great commandment. Who is the great person? Surely, dedicating whole life to accomplish this great commandment. Are you ready to devote your whole concept, whole energy, whole time to accomplish only this great commandment? Your heart is full of this great commandment? I hope. Pray continually. Oh Lord, let me be a great servant of you to fulfill this great commandment. Great commission from you. Yes, I would like to be in charge of this great commission. Jesus came here not only for crucifixion and resurrection, but also he sent the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus, in order for us to not only receive his eternal life, but also share his eternal life with those who have now his eternal life over. When we receive the Holy Spirit the first time, we are regenerated, becoming his children. But that's not enough. If we try to share his eternal life with those who have now, we need to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. So Jesus, after telling his great mission, he told his disciples, wait, even for you to be my witness, you must be empowered of the powers. So we should seek after the presence of the Holy Spirit continually. People ask him what we need to eat, to grow, to drink. People will seek after quality of education. First of all, we must seek after the presence of the Holy Spirit continually in order for us to accomplish the great mission. May I have one more verse, John 17, chapter 71. Okay, if you do not have that. We know Jesus gave great prayers in John 17:1. Father, glorify me, that I can glorify you. Jesus always considered how he could glorify God. Jesus, who came here to give the eternal life of God to us, he'd like to glorify God. When we read the John chapter 17, verse 2, after asking God, glorify me, and I will glorify you. And he talked about also the eternal life of God. So we come to realize that glorifying God is very closely related to the eternal life. Really, we'd like to glorify God, then we must concentrate on how to share the eternal life of God we would be having in this life. And so here, the word GREAT will start. If I would like to be great child of God, great servant of God, I need to glorify God always. Give attention to God, not human beings, not myself, not my environment, but be conscious of God always. I would like to glorify God. Yes. I would like to contemplate God. Can the passive by God, glorify God, means, first of all, God shall be glorified when we serve the gospel of Jesus Christ to others who could be born again, who could be regenerated. We know what is the first word of Jesus when he was visited by Nicodemus, John chapter 3 and Luke 7. Yes, could you please read me? Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. How can someone be born when they are old?" Nicodemus asked, "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of the water and the spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again." Why churches have been decreased? Because there are not many church members who were born again, and because they do not content on the ministry of regeneration. They might be interested in worship service, social participation, education program, but it's very rare for us to confess that I am born again. Yes, I am born again. Yes, I am born again. When I was young, there were many children of one house. I was the seventh among 10 children. But I had many two children. When I was young, our churches were full of regenerated members of the church and preachers. But very recently, it's very rare for me to hear the confession that I am born. I'm so glad. So when God could be glorified, first of all, when God sins to be born. To become his chief. Hallelujah. So please confirm the light and ministry of regeneration. Receiving the Holy Spirit. How about GRE? I would say evangelism. Evangelism and evangelism. More than social fellowship. More than psychological comfort to community. Go to the all nations and share the word of God, share the life of God with those who are oppressed by the evil spirit. I challenge you to go to all nations, beyond your own nation, after prayer. So we are mostly ready to go out. All their demons empowered. Hallelujah. Our school must be full of the Holy Spirit. G-R-E-N-A. I must be Adam. The love of God and your neighbors. Loving family. Receiving the love first from God and then share the love of God. Not my love. The love of God in me. So I must be channeled to reach the love of God. Must be manifested through my thought, through my heart, through my hands, through my G-R-E-A and T. We try to love others. We try to be patient, but it's not easy. I know I have experience of failure and it makes me sad. So I want to seek after the face of God to transform me. Do not imitate the world, but your mind, your heart, your spirit must be transformed every moment, every day. Oh Lord, please transform me. Otherwise, even though I am already children of child of God, my old man still managing my thoughts, managing my life, managing my life. Here I am doing this. I would have had the next generation. Transmission or transport the great commission to next generation. Another key problem is experience. Oh Lord, let me be transformed every day of the day of figuration as Jesus comes to me. Then my spirit, my soul, my body must be full of your eternal life. New Jerusalem. Would you please stand up? I would like to read with you the final verses complete today. The 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 1-11. Simon Peter, let's read together. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who, through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, have received a faith as precious as ours. Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him, who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. For if you possess these qualities in great measure, they will keep you from being in the happiness and of poverty in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is never sighted and blind. Forgetting them, they have been cleansed from their past sins. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to perform your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stop, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May the God bless you. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your other paths as a children to lead the life and ministry of God. Glorify you. Regeneration, evangelism, agape, and be transformed until the day of transfiguration as you come back. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.